Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. For our weekend update over the last couple days, the lead story is a notable policy shift from OpenAI. TechCrunch reports that OpenAI is now urging California lawmakers to strengthen a major AI safety bill, Senate Bill 53, which would set some of the strictest safety and security standards in the country for frontier AI models. This marks a reversal from the company's earlier stance. According to the reporting, OpenAI had previously opposed this kind of regulation. In a recent letter to state legislators, the company argues the bill should go further, calling for mandatory security incident reporting, independent third-party audits for the most advanced models, and tougher safeguards against model theft. The letter specifically asks that developers of the most powerful models demonstrate they can prevent their models from being stolen. One number to know today is 14-fold. The Decoder says agentic token usage on the Open Router platform has grown 14 times since February 2025, and AI agents have actually consumed more tokens than humans on the platform since early that year.
But the report adds an important caveat. Nearly 70% of that agentic usage comes from cheap cached prompts. So while the raw token count is climbing fast, the actual cost is rising much more slowly than the headline suggests. This shows AI is increasingly automating work, yet doing so in a surprisingly cost-effective way.
The Financial Times reports that Alibaba is planning a $10.2 billion share placement to fund its AI push, following strong reception for its QN 3.8 Max model.
The company says the proceeds will accelerate research and development, aiming to compete in what it calls the next generation of foundational models.
The Decoder describes a gray market in China, where Claude tokens are sold for as little as 10% of the list price, effectively bypassing Anthropic's access controls.
Analyst Zilin Qian warns that the network of transfer stations weakens both export controls and Anthropic's own safety systems, noting that operators use virtual credit cards and other methods to buy tokens officially before reselling them at a steep discount. TechCrunch notes a mysterious model called Ox Alpha appeared on OpenRouter, briefly outperforming several well-known competitors on the platform's internal benchmarks before being taken offline, with no claim of responsibility yet. The AI report says Meta has launched an AI coding agent called CodeLlama Agent for complex, multi-step software engineering tasks, while Reddit is shifting to more AI moderation to lower karma barriers for new users.
One thing to try? A Reddit user tested the new Qwen 3.8 27 billion model on a massive C to HTML porting job. The user ran the model against a 2.1 megabyte C file for a procedural shooter game, asking it to translate the entire project to a single HTML and 3JS file in one shot.
The user noted that the file was far too big to fit in the model's context window, so the model had to walk through the code to figure out what to keep. No follow-up prompts were allowed.
That's Compact Conversations for Sunday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.